The evidence is if you check the records between 2009 and 2015, you will find out that virtually 12 states in the northern part of Nigeria daily, or rather regularly, were attacked by Boko Haram insurgents. Now, since 2015, we've succeeded in isolating and, you know, the Boko Haram to the fringes of the Northeast, especially the fringes of Lake Chad today. And Nigerians and many people forget very easily that prior to 2014, most schools in the northeastern part of Nigeria were closed. Roads were closed.
Some of your critics, Lyle, think that this is a joke because they say the security situation in the country has not gotten better. They make reference to last December's incident at Asorag and also the kidnapping of the schoolboys.
You see, it's so sad that those who make those criticisms, actually, they don't work on facts and figures. A few years ago, even the capital city, Abuja, was not immune from attacks from Boko Haram. The United Nations headquarters was attacked, bombed. Many lives were lost in the same Abuja. The police headquarters was attacked with casualties. The Yanya Motor Park twice. Media houses. Now, these same people still live in Nigeria. And they know what the situation was in 2015, rather pre-2015, what it is today. Now, if they talk about what happened in December, you see occasional reverses in any insurgency. It's a normal thing. There's no army in the world that does not suffer a reversal, especially when you are fighting insurgents, which is not your regular kind of war. And that is why it was important for me today to remind them what it used to be. Before, virtually a day passed without one suicide bomber exploding herself or himself in the marketplace in Maiduguri or elsewhere with casualties. Now, you cannot compare that with what happened in Kankara. Here we're dealing with bandits, and then even then, within a few days, they were released, as opposed to what happened before us. So, yes, we have challenges, like most countries in the world, but we are rising up to the challenges.
What do you say to some of your critics who are suggesting that because of the security situation that the president needs to make changes in the service chiefs of the Nigerian security?
My reaction is very simple. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces and is privy to certain information many of us are not privy to. So he's the commander-in-chief and he makes decisions which, to the best of his ability and knowledge, is the best thing for the country.